From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama has ordered a total review of the environmental permitting process for oil wells. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from the White House on the president's comments in the Rose Garden today.
President Obama attacked BP, Halliburton, and other companies for what he called a ridiculous spectacle on Capitol Hill, with executives falling over each other to blame someone else.
I will not tolerate more finger-pointing or irresponsibility.
He said there's enough blame to go around, including for the federal government. He said there's been a cozy relationship between oil companies and the agency overseeing them, and he promised a thorough review of the environmental procedures for oil and gas exploration. This comes amid news reports that the Obama administration approved hundreds of permits, exploration, and production plans without obtaining the necessary environmental approvals. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Federal prosecutors have now said they are investigating whether there was willful criminal activity in connection with a mine explosion in West Virginia last month that killed 29 miners. Meanwhile, the head of the company overseeing the mine will be appearing before a Senate subcommittee next week. CEO Don Blankenship, the head of Massey Energy, is expected to be questioned by lawmakers considering mine safety spending following the worst coal mining disaster in some 40 years. Industrial production was up 0.8% in April. That's according to the Federal Reserve. Danielle Carson reports it marks the ninth straight month of growth and is stronger than economists anticipated.
The report blew away expectations. Economists say the Industrial Output Index showed consistent gains for machinery and business equipment. Manufacturing, which makes up the biggest chunk of industrial activity, ramped up by a robust 1%. Jeffrey Kleintop, chief marketing strategist with LPL Financial, says that's keeping the recovery on track.
We've seen business equipment really be the driver of industrial production. As businesses are spending even more rapidly than consumers, businesses are finding ways to be more and more productive on a smaller workforce.
Manufacturing only accounts for about 12% of the country's economic output, but it makes up as much as 40% of the earnings of S&P 500 companies. So Kleintop says a strong manufacturing report weighs heavily on these firms' profits. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
A combination of some weak earnings and renewed worries over the situation in Europe made for a sell-off on the major financial markets. All the major stock market indexes closed lower. Mark Zandi is with Moody's Analytics. He says while U.S. fundamentals are fairly robust, the same can't be said of the Eurozone right now.
Everyone's nervous about the European debt crisis and what it means for the European economy, for the value of the euro, and ultimately about the ability of U.S. companies to sell what they produce to European customers.
On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 162 points to close at 10,620, though for the week, the Dow was up 2.3%. The Nasdaq lost 47 points. The S&P 500 dropped 21 points today. You're listening to NPR. Facing a possible second wave of walkouts by cabin crews, British Airways now says it's seeking a court injunction to stop future strikes. The company says it doesn't believe the union representing cabin crews complied with legal requirements in terms of communication with its members. BA says legally the union is required to send all eligible voters the breakdown of the strike ballot results. Earlier this month, the union announced 20 days of strikes in May and June, with the first job action scheduled to start next week. Iraq's Electoral Commission says a recount of ballots cast in Baghdad shows no significant voter fraud in the March 7th elections. Results of the recount are expected to be announced on Monday. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
After nearly 2 weeks of recounting the ballots from Baghdad province, the commission says it found very few marred or unclear ballots and no significant evidence of tampering or fraud. A commission spokesman refused to say if the recount changed the narrow margin of victory won by a secular Sunni-backed slate. Since then, Iraq's two largest Shiite blocs have announced an alliance that puts them closest to the majority needed to form the new government. The results still need to be certified, clearing the way for coalition-building talks. Leaders from all parties say they would like some form of national unity government that includes Sunnis, Shiites, Kurds, and other groups. But as with all such bargaining, the devil will be in the details, and some analysts believe the process could take weeks, if not months. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
Special Atlantis took off on what is expected to be its final flight. The shuttle and its six-member crew lifting off the pad at Cape Canaveral today as some 40,000 people gathered to watch. The shuttle is headed for the International Space Station with a load of spare parts. It's the 32nd mission for Atlantis. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.